Bartlesville High head football coach Jason Sport with us. Bruins wrapped up their spring practice a couple of weeks ago, and I know they had team camp at Claremore. I know one of those got washed out because of rain and weather, coach, but all in all, 2 weeks, how do you feel like everything went?
We're super excited, Evan. It was a good 2 weeks for us. We practice structure was a little different this year. We tried to split our groups into an offense and a defense. There was a few kids that went both ways, some veteran guys, but by far the best spring that we've had. I feel like our coaches really have done a good job of detailing some things out, not getting overly complicated, and making sure everybody's on the same page. Each day we went through, we graded effort that whole first week, everything we saw on film, what your effort looked like, and it was fun to watch the film at the end of the first week and how dramatically our team improved in terms of their effort. And that's something that every kid can control. That's whether you're an all-state kid or not, you can control your effort. We were excited about the direction of that. And week two was we started grading everything. I mean, we graded everything the first week. We just didn't tell everyone what was going on there. And a lot of fun stuff to see. I mean, young guys making plays. It was a very competitive spring practice session. Each day, we had the blue versus white, and inside drill, and 7-on-7, and team sessions, and every day we cleared the field and made about an 8-to-10 play game type situation, just so they understand what we're expecting from them. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun for the kids, and a great evaluation tool for moving into the summer. And we got to put some of that stuff on film at team camp, and. Proud of the way our kids handle themselves at team camp. They look like a mature football team, carry themselves very well. Of course, when you go to team camp, you never know what's that offense going to do or what's that defense going to do. You don't game plan those teams. You just go in with the expectation that you're going to run your stuff. We got tons of reps for everybody that went. Guys that were first-year guys, got a lot of reps. Guys that have experience got a lot of reps. And it's fun to, spend some time and go back through that film with those guys. It's great teaching film as we move and transition into the next phase of our summer program.
Who kind of stood out for you, some individuals? Want to talk about some guys that you thought did really well.
There's several guys that made great strides during the spring practice stuff. You started at the top. The guy that everybody knows, Rich Brewington, that's a kid that's done a really good job in the spring. And Gage Keaton, another kid that's coming back, tons of experience. Really like seeing him in the spring. And, offensive line-wise, Maddox Perrier had a really good spring session. Sean Licklider looks like a different kid up front on the offensive line. Kyle Quillen, another kid that took some steps forward. Running back wise, I after grading all the film, Cameron Hightower, Austin Zink, and Colton Sutton had great springs. I was excited to see Ty Gensler. Ty Gensler is one of the hardest working kids we have in off season, and he done a good job with his outside linebacker stuff and his running back stuff. Fullback, our B-back position. I was super excited to see how far Rhett Foreman's come in such a small amount of time during the off season, and he done a good job with that spot. And guys that had better springs than what I was expecting were Caden Brown. Caden Brown done a great job the entire spring. He caught a lot of balls, and he kind of jumped off the film at you at times, and super excited about what his fall will look like. Move-in kid named Kevin Davis. Kevin, the first few days of spring, because of what we were doing on defense, he got singled up a lot. There was a lot of balls completed to Kevin Davis. He's going to help us. And I love the quarterback competition every day. We split those reps right down the middle, and each quarterback got to go with the same offensive line and receivers against the same looking defense each day. And Harrison Clark and Simeon Gilkey both battled the entire spring. And you know, we firmly believe that iron sharpens iron, man. And it was a lot of fun to watch those guys go at it. Jonah Otten at the receiver spot, he caught some balls this spring, and with his frame, I think he could really do some stuff for us offensively. And Eli Leno was a kid that played a little slot receiver for us in the spring. That also, you look at a kid's performance a year ago, and you hope that the weight room stuff that you've done since then will translate for somebody. And it definitely helped Eli Leno. That kid worked hard in the offseason, and he done some really good things for most of the spring practice days that we were out there. It was fun to watch him. Defensively, guys that jump out at you, I'll start with a kid named Logan Backlaw. Logan Backlaw has not played in a couple of years. Played his freshman year. He's back this year, and played some cornerback for us in the spring ball sessions. And he's a ball hawk. I mean, he's wherever the ball is, he's going to be there. A mature kid that understands what we're trying to do. And he had a couple of interceptions, got his hands on some balls, and knocked some things away. I mean, he's going to be a good one. Sophomore kid named Jet Scully. Jet played the other cornerback position. A great change of direction, good speed, could end up being a man-side corner, that weak side corner that we play a lot of man-to-man with. He battles. He's a tough kid. He's gonna be really good for us. Safety-wise, a kid named Dante Horn, who will be a sophomore. Dante Horn done a good job at the free safety position. He was kind of thrown into the fire when one of our veteran guys was out of town for a little bit during that spring ball session. And Dante, he only has two speeds, on and off. And, we really liked the strides he took at free safety, along with Caden Lucan. Caden Lucan will be a senior. So excited to get that kid out there and see him play. Brendan Lydon at strong safety. He spent the first week with us, spring practice week with us, was unable to attend that second week because he was out of town with family. But Brendan Lydon at strong safety, I think, is a kid that you're going to say his name a lot in the fall. He was around the ball a lot, and he's had an incredible offseason. His little brother, I say little brother, his younger brother, Ashton Lydon, just before we started spring ball, squatted 445 pounds in the weight room. And we've got a lot of kids that are a lot more kids right now doing 225-pound power cleans, which is a lot of fun to watch those guys. J.D. Atterbury at linebacker had a good start to his junior year, and expect a lot from him. A kid named A.J. Jones, another outside linebacker that I think can, if we use him right, can really wreak some havoc. Does a great job coming off the edge. He has good body lean, body control. We play him at our dog position during the spring, and he's learning the coverage parts of those things. But if it's a run fit, he does a really good job with that stuff. And, up front, you know, we had Hunter McClintock, who was coming back, and you could expect great things out of him. He's a tough kid, and will be a three-year starter. He played some wheel backer and walked him up on the line several times, and physical kid. A kid named Gavin Pullins played the other defensive end position. Gavin has always been a physical kid, has worked extremely hard in the off season, and it's paying off for him. He only wants to do the things the way that we ask him to do it, which is a good thing. It builds trust quicker, and he's a physical kid, doesn't mind sticking his face in the fan either. I mean, it'll be a good year for him. I really believe that. We're working things out up front. Incoming sophomore Cooper Wood took some strides during spring ball and continues to work hard there. Caleb Jackson is another kid up front, defensive line, that I think is going to give us some great reps there. And you know, one of the guys that I'm leaving out, not on purpose, but a kid named Noah Lloyd. Noah has an incredible frame. I mean, he's like 6'4" now, and could use some more body mass. But what he has, he's done a lot of great things with it. Played tight end and defensive end for us during the spring, and I noticed several times on film when the ball is being run to the opposite side of the field, and he's the backside tight end. He's trying to hunt some defensive backup, you know, 30 yards away from the play, and he's got great technique and several pancake blocks from the tight end position. And he had a really good team camp as well. Playing defensive end, there were coaches that had to blow the whistle quicker than what they wanted to, because if they didn't, he was going to hit their quarterbacks really fast. So a lot of fun to watch that kid. He's going to be a good one for us.
Is Nick Smith playing again?
No, he's not playing. He's not playing. Okay. He's concentrating on basketball.
Yeah, so. I gotcha.
I'm sorry. We played with Kevin Davis. So.
Gotcha. I want to circle back to the quarterback, the question I was asking. What do you think each one of them is doing well, strengths and maybe things that you want both those guys to work on as we go to 7-on-7 and some of that kind of phase of the offseason?
You know, the biggest thing for those guys is we want them to be consistently level-headed. If they do something incredible, we want to move to the next play and be calm and ready to go. And if they do something that's not what we want them to, you know, move to the next play. Those kids put tons of extra time in. They've done a good job in their meetings of focusing and paying attention. And strength, they battled through the spring. I think there were good days and some days that were not so good throwing the ball. I think decision making and reads were where we wanted them to be. You know, it's the first time they've thrown the ball in a while. I know Harrison coming out of baseball and throwing a baseball, and Simeon played baseball as well. So there's a little bit of adjustment there throwing the ball. But I saw some great things. I saw some really great balls thrown. I saw some guys that there was nothing there, and they tucked it and took off running, and they look good when they run. And but the biggest thing is we're not going to win a Super Bowl in the spring. If there's something bad that happens, they can't stress about it. I need them to move on to the next play. That's probably the biggest thing that I want them to continue to work on. And they're incredible kids. They're leaders. They took control of the huddles, and guys are buying in. And it was fun to watch. And we wanted to compare apples to apples. So we've done that with them this spring. And We'll see where the chips fall. We got 7-on-7 throughout the summer, and I think it'll be a benefit to all of our kids, and should be a fun summer.
And I know that everyone's on the same playing field, but just how nice is it to be able to do this again this summer and spring after you didn't get to last year?
Oh yeah, it's one. What a blessing to be around our guys. I mean, we love our kids and wake up every day excited to go and see their faces. That's, you know, that's pretty special just in and of itself. The fact that we got to do spring ball, you know, I knew it would impact us last year not getting to do some of that stuff. And the amount of balls that we throw for our quarterbacks, the timing of everything, and you just come out sluggish. The teams that were more mature, had more experience last year, you could see they were ahead of the game just a little bit. Teams that didn't, that were new or had new coaches, some of those guys were slow starters last year. And timing and the little detailed things that we want to do during the spring football team camp, 7-on-7 stuff, we didn't get to do, and we are this year, and it's going to be great. And I think, you know, we had a group of kids who want to play for each other. I believe in that full-hearted, like, these kids want to play for each other. And with chemistry like that, servant's heart, and a group of coaches who are pouring into them the right things, and us trying to make sure we're all on the same page about what we're trying to accomplish, I think that it's definitely going to show up in the fall. I mean, that time during the autumn, it holds no secrets to how you spend your spring and your summer. And last year, spring and summer was rough. So we're looking forward to our fall season.